It is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
Comedian's Log, joke date, Saturday, April 27th, 2019. Actually, this particular podcast, that's right, this is the podcast. This is the Big Dumb Podcast with your buddy Steve Goody, which you can find at NashvilleComedyShow.com. This particular podcast is made up of two recordings that I've made while driving. One today, the 27th, and one yesterday, the 26th. That's because I did two of them and haven't yet posted anything, so I'm just going to slam them together. So right now we'll go to what I recorded yesterday on Friday the 26th of April as I drove to Kearney, Nebraska. And then we'll continue on this part, which I'm doing right here, this right now, which is Saturday the 27th as I'm driving from Kearney, Nebraska to Rapid City. So take it away, Steve, from yesterday. Oh, man. So many exciting things. I think this past Wednesday was one of the craziest days I've ever had in my entire life. I woke up at approximately 4:30 a.m. in Escanaba, Michigan, where I had been performing and having a delightful time with my friends Phil and Jane Lynch. I drove almost 700 miles, a total of 11 hours of driving, spaced over 14 hours because there was naps and stuff in the middle, arriving in Omaha, Nebraska, at approximately 7 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. Met my good friend Marcia, who's awesome, and whose friend, good Lord, I forgot her name, had offered to have me do a house concert at her house. Marcia's new house is too small for a house concert, so her friend had volunteered. Mary, that's her name. Well, Mary then texted me and Marcia while Marcia and I were enjoying a delightful Mexican dinner at Maria's in Omaha, a fine eating establishment that I highly recommend. Mary texted to say that her mom had just been taken to the hospital in Iowa with some very serious medical situation, and Mary had to run to Iowa now and would not be able to have the house concert the next night as planned. So all of a sudden, I had no show in Omaha after driving, well, being in the car for 14 hours, which is a bummer. Marcia, though, had arranged for me and her to go to a club that night, Wednesday night, when I was not scheduled to have a gig, and see her friend Adam, a new friend of hers who splits his time between Omaha and Nashville, of all places, and who she said is a great guitar player and singer, and we should go see him because he sings a great Neil Diamond, as well as some originals that she enjoyed. Well, we went to this biker bar called Therapy Bar, and there was Adam playing, and Adam was very good, I must say. We listened to him for a while and chatted, and then we noticed that Adam there had a mandolin sitting in front of the stage, which he wasn't using. And Marcia yelled out to Adam, "Hey, this is the guy I was telling you about. This is my friend Steve." And I waved, and Adam waved, and Marcia said, "He can play the mandolin." And Adam said, "Can you really play the mandolin?" I said, "Yeah, I can play the mandolin." So I got up there, and we jammed a little bit with him on guitar, me on mandolin, and that was fun. But he also had a second guitar sitting there, and I'm better on the guitar than I am on the mandolin. So I said, "Could I grab the guitar?" Well, we wound up jamming for about 2.5 hours. It was crazy. He just pulls cover song out of the air, and he's quite good at almost all of them. It was really very impressive. And a few originals that I liked as well. And occasionally he'd take a break and have me do a song, so I did the NASCAR song. That was fun. While we were doing this and having just a bang-up time, Marcia busied herself talking to one of the managers, whose name is Amy. And she said, "Hey, Amy, my friend Steve up there, who's playing with your hired guy, Adam, Steve's going to be here tomorrow night. He was supposed to do a house concert, but it got canceled. What if Steve came here to this here biker bar and did some of his show tomorrow night?" And Amy, the manager, said, "Sure, sounds good." So all of a sudden, I had a gig again. Now, playing a biker bar is slightly different than playing a house concert. So I was happy about it, but not exactly thrilled, because you never know what you're going to get in a bar, particularly a biker bar. But we came back the next night, set everything up. And this is the quietest, mildest, most calm biker bar you've ever heard in your life. In fact, so calm that it was a bit bad, because there were not a lot of people and not a lot of sound and not a whole lot of anything coming back my way. But the folks who showed up to see me were very nice. Marsh was there. Adam came by, and I guess I felt I should let him be on the stage with me, which wasn't bad, but I'm really a solo act. Adam did his best to keep up with me as I played songs that go way too fast and have too many changes and stop and start all over the place. He did a fine job, considering he had no practice whatsoever. And another one of Marcia's friends, Manny, was there. And Manny he works for, I believe, Microsoft, and he's able to help me figure out some of my issues I've been having with PowerPoint. So that was fun, and he left a very nice tip for me, which is just awfully nice. He's just a very, very, very nice guy. One downside, my wireless microphone, which I spent way too much money on, crapped out on me intermittently during the show, and it had never done this before. I even changed the batteries while in the middle of a show, and that did not solve the problem. So I switched to a wired microphone, which I'd had the forethought to pack before I left Nashville, and we continued like that. But it just sucks when things are intermittently failing, and I'm going to try it again tonight. There's really no way to test it, because it will only do this when I'm in front of people, because you know. But tonight, at the big show in Kearney, Nebraska, I will have the wired mic ready to go, as well as the wireless, in case this happens again. We'll get to the bottom of it one way or the other. But I sure hope my wireless mic works, because it's so much more fun being able to wander around and not be encumbered by a cord. So that's the latest on the Big Dumb Podcast. That's what you're listening to, by the way. This is Steve's Big Dumb Podcast. Please subscribe on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. And we're back. Now it's Saturday, April 27th, and I am driving north from Kearney, Nebraska to Rapid City, South Dakota, where I'm looking forward to playing the Contraband Distillery. Put together by my good friend Darren French and his lovely fiance, Amy Shearer, who is well named because she cuts hair. It's not all she does, but her name is Shearer and she cuts hair, and I think that's delightful. Anyway, I am last night in Kearney on my way to Rapid City. Last night in Kearney was a show hosted by my buddy Landon Hanna and his delightful wife Natalie and their two kids, Annalyn and Madeline, and they're all nuts, which is great. The two kids are 10 years old and 12 years old, and doing the show in front of all adults plus the two kids always makes it interesting, because every time I want to do something just mildly off-color or inappropriate, gotta check in with everybody, especially the parents of the kids, because the parents don't mind. These kids are well-adjusted kids who have heard just about everything and know what to ignore and what's not appropriate for them, and they don't make a big thing of it in their family. But if you got other adults sitting around, the parents of kids, and a comedian says something kind of gross about, let's say, a condom machine in a men's room, other parents, or other adults, even if they're not parents, are going to look at the parents of the children and say, what is wrong with you? Why would you expose your children to something like this, when in fact it's just a joke? So that's just always wacky good fun. So thank you, Landon and Natalie, for being so very cool. So we had fun in a pavilion last night, and that was a small one. Tonight is at a distillery, which I believe is a bar. I've never actually been to this venue, but it's supposed to be very, very cool. And according to Darren, tickets are selling, so there might be a big crowd tonight. So that's pretty exciting. Meanwhile, here it is. It is about 11 a.m. I'm driving across the plains of Nebraska and South Dakota, and there's a whole lot of nothing out here. Big sky, lots of grass. Corn is just starting to poke through the grass. I say as if I know anything about corn and agriculture. I'm joke boy. That's what I do. And I don't think I got anything more to say. I think that's all I've got to say about that. So I'm going to sign off now. I'll play a dumb song. Thanks for listening to the Big Dumb Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe.
I slept with the AD. I slept with with the key grip and the makeup lady. Well, I wanted to, but she smacked me. In the movie of my life, I work 9 12-hour days. I got 4 seconds of screen time in a crowd scene in downtown Baghdad. I'm the my back to the camera, with my hair standing up and my finger in my ear. In the movie of my life, and I am not union, I am an extra, and I'll be your waiter
tonight. Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.